But for the believer who has placed their faith in Jesus Christ and Him alone and the finished work on the cross, death has lost its power.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This is the final part in the Real Power series. Let's conclude this message series with Pastor Rogers. This is part four from Real Power series, The Power of the Resurrection.
Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? The power of that is sin, and the strength of that is the law. But thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ, who went to the cross, died in my place, and took the sting out of the stinger of death. I believe somebody ought to glorify the Lord this morning in this holy house. Death still existed. Listen, it still exists today after the resurrection of Jesus. I've preached many funerals since the resurrection of Jesus took place. There have been funerals and death that's been going on. But for the believer who has placed their faith in Jesus Christ and Him alone and the finished work on the cross, death has lost its power. That's why we're here celebrating on a resurrection morning. Death has no power to hold Jesus Christ, and our faith in the finished work of the cross of Jesus and by the power of the blood gives us the dominion back and the authority over death. Somebody said, Pastor, but my relative died. I want you to know, if you've already died in Christ at the cross, you're already dead. That's what this weekend was all about. Last night, I walked through and we turned on the television before we were getting ready to get for service tonight, and there's the Ten Commandments, and there they are. I walked in right when they were painting the doorposts, and every Jew knows exactly what they're talking about. For us, ladies and gentlemen, it's not about going back to the Old Testament and painting the doorposts. Jesus has already painted the doorposts of my heart, and when the Passover death angel comes to my house, he'll look at the blood and say, already dead. If you've died at the cross, then you'll may be made alive at His resurrection. It's not only dominion, but there was a debt to be paid. A debt. Death gets its power from sin. And if you're a sinner, you should be afraid of death. Death has you. There's a debt to be paid. You are indebted to sin, death, hell, and the grave. If you have mere religion, if all you have is religion today, then you are still indebted to death. Death has its power by sin, and sin has a price, and it is a debt that we owe. Listen, when you owe the bank money or you owe somebody something, they control you. They have power over you. They push you. They pressure you. They harass you. They make you fearful many times, especially if you are overdue in your debt. But when you pay them off, has anybody in this building or watching ever in your life paid off a bill and you know that feeling that happens right after you pay the bill off? I don't care if it was 10 cents. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You know that feeling. It's a release from the person that you owe. I don't care what it is. I don't owe you anymore. So what does that mean? You can stop calling my house, death. You can stop trying to get me to pay a debt that I've already paid. Well, where was it? I didn't pay it in money. I didn't pay it in my house. I didn't pay it in a car. I didn't pay it by coming to church on Resurrection Sunday. The bill was already paid. I went to Jesus and He paid the debt in my stead. If you're saved and you know you are, you ought to put your hands together and thank God the debt has been paid. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 6 verse 21 says this: what benefit did you reap at the time when the things that you are now ashamed of Those things resulted in death. But now that you've been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness and results in eternal life. And this is what Paul said. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The wages of sin is death. Once the wages of sin have been paid, and he did it at the cross, death has no power to control you. Death's wages have been paid for you. So on this Resurrection Sunday, your debt to death has been paid by none other than Jesus Christ on the cross. Now, whether or not you've cashed in on that at the cross is entirely up to you. But as for me and my house, we got blood painted over the doorposts. Jesus' blood has paid the sin debt in my stead. Why is that so important? I'm going to tell you, you can have an appreciation, and I've studied, and many of you have, the different religions of the world, and you may even have an appreciation for the writings of Buddha and his thinking and Buddha, whatever he is. But, you know, you can have an appreciation for Muhammad and his writings, and millions of people do, and you can have an appreciation for the gurus of India, but I wouldn't give you 10 cents for a religion that cannot deal with the sin question and doesn't have blood on it. I just want to tell you, Christianity is a bloody gospel, and you better be glad that it is, for without the blood, there is no payment for our sins. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They're still trying to crucify themselves in the Philippines. Just today, on Good Friday, they nailed themselves up, and I saw those pictures, and I screamed at the screen. I said, what are you doing? You don't have to do that anymore. That's already been done by Jesus Christ. He has bought and paid for it. So what is the devil's tactic against our life? This happens every day. Satan's only strategy is to get you to sin, rebel, disobey, and convincing you, if you do this, it'll be all right. You won't die. And some of you believe it. Because you look at yourself in the mirror, or you take a selfie, and you're still here. Problem. God was not talking so much about your body, even though that would happen because of the natural course of things. He was talking more about your spiritual life, your soul. He said, if you take of this and disobey me, death is going to become active in your life. When you disobey God, you set death loose. But Jesus has the power over death. I know that, but if you don't obey God's word, you make death active. Are you hearing me? Satan, that's the reason why he's called the tempter. He is constantly trying to get you to sin against God so that death can become activated in your life. Jesus took our sin to the cross and gave us power over every temptation of the devil. But Pastor, you don't know what I'm dealing with. I mean, I got this serious Krispy Kreme addiction. It's pretty bad at my house. Somebody gave me jelly beans this past week that taste like Krispy Kreme donuts. But I want you to know I have resisted the temptation to eat the whole bag. Tempting you, constantly putting whatever it is you like the most out in front of you. Whatever it is that draws you away, he's tempting you. But Jesus said, I've given you power over the accuser and the tempter of the brethren. Amen. Consider 1 John chapter number 1. The Bible says this, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and in the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, has cleansed us from all of our sin. Cleansed us. That's what they were singing about. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if you do sin, if we confess with our mouth our sins, and he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I don't know how that makes you feel, but if you mess up between here and the car, all you got to do is confess. And the Bible said God hears your cry and puts you right back in the right position. It's all about trying to keep you out of position. That's what it's all about, my dear friend. It's not about you just coming to resurrection service. It's about next week, next month, next year. Am I going to keep on walking with God, or am I going to activate death in my life that's going to keep me pulled down? Now, my wife talked me out of this illustration. She felt like it might have been a little dangerous. So I decided not to. Furthermore, I couldn't find one. I was searching around my house for a bee. How many of you in this building, if you get a sting from a bee or a wasp, you're already allergic to it? Let me see your hand. Yeah, look at all these hands. I was planning on turning that thing loose in here. Oh, I see you're alive. I thank you for those amens. I'm glad. I hadn't heard. I didn't know if you were breathing. I was planning on turning it loose in here this morning. And you see the panic. Even some of you that are not allergic to it are already afraid of it. Because, one bee has made this entire house paralyzed. Some of you that didn't even have an allergy 5 minutes ago, when you saw somebody else's hand and knew that the potential could be that a bee is loose in this building, already self-diagnosed yourself as being allergic to bee stings. But I told her I was going to take, she didn't believe me, but she could be thankful that I didn't find one. I chased this wasp down, but he kept going. And so, because as long as this one stinger in one bee has this entire group of 1,000+ people paralyzed this morning. But my intent was to extract the stinger from the bee and turn the bee loose. And once you know that the stinger has been removed from the bee, he ceases to be a threat. I came to tell you, when Jesus hung on the cross, when he was buried and rose again, he pulled the stinger out of the bee. And you don't have to be afraid of death's sting anymore. Turn him loose. It's only a promotion to get to heaven. Come on, somebody. So, the Bible says that Satan knows that the last enemy is death, and that's what man is most afraid of. But death don't have what it takes to keep you in the grave. Death no longer has the keys. You just pack that one away for the day that a funeral home comes to pick up your body. And for all of you, Pastor, I don't want to hear about death. My dear friends, I came to tell you the story this morning so that all of you, especially all of you young people that are out here, because we have witnessed here in America, ladies and gentlemen, where it makes no difference if you're going to high school or you're going to the nursing home, you're still just as vulnerable. They walk in with guns and shoot up the school, and now all kinds of things are taking place. But I want you to know something. As long as Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life and you're walking with him, they can do what they will. My mind goes straight back to Columbine High School, where little Cassie Brunall looked into the face of a double-barrel shotgun, and when they asked her, do you believe in Jesus, after having been in a youth group only a couple of weeks prior and surrendered her life to Jesus Christ, she looked her killer in the face and said, do what you will, I believe in Jesus Christ. Oh, my dear friends, in heaven today, there is a great cloud of witnesses that are saying, don't worry about the stinger. It's been yanked from the devil. Somebody give him praise in this building this morning.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.